bringing light to the dark side. Our sleuth to unveil the truth of your favorite movies. Episode 2. Drama and trauma and death, oh my.
So, I feel like there are a lot of movies with so many bad things that have happened. Like, we've all heard them on the news. Mm-hmm. Like, all these things have happened. But I feel like Wizard of Oz, there was so much controversy behind that one, the old one.
And I remember my brothers told me about it. I was like, whoa.
It is crazy
it's
stuff.
There's so many different things, too. It's not just one big thing.
Exactly. Like, it's not just like, oh, someone died. It was just so many things
the
that they made the cast go through. And, I mean, I loved that movie. I thought it was so good. Mm-hmm. It's a fun movie. It's an oldie and a goodie.
It's a classic.
It is a classic. And so many people have enjoyed it. And, you know, it's the story of Dorothy, her dog Toto, a scarecrow, the Tin Man, the Cowardly Lion, and they're going on their way to get help from a wizard. So, this story was initially intended for children, but the film has several sequences that have been frightening. Behind the scenes, during the film production, things were even more horrifying. Many people wonder whether The Wizard of Oz was toxic and why, and some even wonder if the set of The Wizard of Oz was cursed. So here's a list of horrifying things on the set of the magical beloved film. Tosh, take it away with the first one.
So first up, we got the snow was made from asbestos.
That's crazy.
So The Wizard of Oz was made in a time before computer-generated special effects. So filmmakers had to get a little more creative. So the beautiful yet chilling scene, including lung cancer, snows among the poppies, the snow was actually asbestos, otherwise known as cancer-causing substances. Substances around the cast that, if inhaled, could increase the risk of several serious diseases.
Just the fact that, like, I don't know, like, maybe the actors just didn't know about this.
I don't know what you're thinking about that. Do you think the directors told them?
I honestly, like, the maybe. Fact that they're acting know. Through this and the producer's just like, let's not tell them, let's just, like... Let's put them through all this stuff. I mean, that is crazy. That's a crazy fact. And then that's not the only fact.
Mm-mm.
Number two, multiple people caught on fire while filming. So Margaret Hamilton, the Wicked Witch of the West, she had to film a scene where the witch disappears in a flash of smoke. And the crew used real fire for this scene. I mean, if I was an actor, I don't know if I'd go through with that. Like,
not.
No, thank you. And she had to get out with a trapdoor, but the trapdoor got delayed. And she didn't have time to exit safely. So she got severe burns on her face and her hand. Her eyelashes and eyebrows on her right eye had been completely burned off, and her skin completely burned off her hand. The movie studio didn't send her home, and her friend had to pick her up. And they called her the next day, wondering when she would return for work, but it took her 6 weeks to recover. And even after returning to set, she had to wear green gloves instead of green makeup because the nerves in her hands were still exposed due to the burns. And then her stunt double as well also caught on fire when she was filming a scene on the broomstick because the pipe generating smoke exploded.
After the first incident with fire, I would be done with fire. Real fire?
Real fire. That's insane.
After the first, like, why would you do it a second time? Why risk it?
Some of these actors, like, and I think about stunt doubles, too. Mm-hmm. The things that they go through, like, that's their job. And the amount of, we talk about the people that have died, like, the cast, but we don't talk about the stunt doubles. There are a lot of stunt doubles that have just died.
One time, it was, like, a really high
fatality rate.
Fatality rate.
Wait, I'm about to look this up, guys.
It was, like, higher than I thought, or injury, whatever it was.
Their injury rate is, like, super high. The fatality rate is literally nothing, but injury rate,
I just think it was the
injury rate is, like, did you know that stunt performers have the only job in the world with a 100% injury rate?
I mean, they're throwing themselves.
Yeah, you read that correctly. Catastrophic accidents, head injuries, substance abuse, anxiety, depression, and even suicide have impacted the lives of every stunt performer. Okay, the next fact.
So the original Tin Man was poisoned by his makeup. So, to achieve the silver metallic look, Buddy Ebsen, the original tin man, was painted with pure aluminum. So, frequent lung ingestion of aluminum sent Buddy Ebsen to the hospital after waking up one night with severe cramping in his hands, arms, and legs, with difficulty of breathing. He had only been filming The Wizard of Oz for 9 days when he was hospitalized, and had to spend 2 weeks in an oxygen tent due to the aluminum dust in his makeup. Instead of being sympathetic, the studio demanded he return to work. When he couldn't, the studio replaced him with Jack Haley. They did use a different makeup, not made with pure aluminum, though Haley still suffered from a severe eye infection due to the products they used to paint him.
Oh my god, like, the fact that they go
these
through
directors
all these
are
things.
Insane. They you do know, not care.
So, like, I'm actually, like, dying right now, sorry.
Get back to work.
Get back to work.
Like, get back to work.
What the hell?
The fact that so many things have happened... Has there been, like, a documentary on all of them talking about it? I wouldn't. I would love to hear that. I would love to watch that. Because, and I guess now it's definitely more controlled. But back then, too, it feels like I'm listening to, like, a soap drama. Like, all these people, like, getting hurt and dying. And it's like...
You don't think about it because it's such a happy...
It's an actor. But also, you're an actor. Like, you don't expect... You're not even a stunt double, so you don't expect to, like, get injured.
Right.
You're just acting. It's all supposed to be fake, but the fact that you use real fire,
mm-hmm.
you get burnt. Like, it's crazy to even think about, because actors, like, you don't think of them as, like, prone to being
right.
harmed.
Yeah.
So.
And they shouldn't be harmed, but
no.
in this movie.
No. All right, so there also was something that happened that was a potential trigger for Judy Garland's drug abuse. So, the executives behind the film kept Judy Garland, only 16 years old at the time, on a strict diet, and they forced her to take pep pills to control her appetite. That is so sad. Why? Why would anyone ever do that?
She's such a cute girl.
So, she was meant to stay slim, and producers pressured her to stay in shape for the duration of the film, and got into drugs, and she fell to drug abuse. And this also could have been... something of the start to the many problems she had in her life, which is so sad because she was so cute and
just adorable, just so cute. Oh. And then even later, again, only 16 years at the time, she was slapped by the director because she couldn't complete a scene without giggling. By God, she's 16. She's gonna mess up a few scenes, but the director,
and now,
she might be insane.
Like, now you see the credits of the movies, and it's like all of them laughing and having
yeah.
fun. What is this,
this
director,
girl,
Victor Fleming?
She's
excuse
girl.
Me?
She was just giggling, and they slapped her.
Yeah.
Things were different back then, man.
So, like, as if that wasn't enough mistreatment of the show's main character, despite being the star of the film, she made the second lowest salary of the cast. Earning only higher than the dog cast member who played Toto.
No.
Mistreated women back then, man.
No. And so, we're asking the question, was the set of The Wizard of Oz really cursed?
I mean, me personally, I don't...
It might be.
I don't think it's cursed. I think it's the director and his
magic witch... He might
magic,
just be
witch
a demon.
Demon-ness. Because, like, what the set? Maybe the fire thing, that was, like...
That was
maybe
out of control.
Maybe it was out of
but
control.
Then
but
then he knew about the makeup. He did the fire a second time, though, which probably shouldn't. He knew about the asbestos. He knew his
director, man.
Oh,
yeah.
yeah. And also, so due to the many serious accidents and misfortunes while filming, countless people believe the set and the film were cursed. The film set had no shortage of awful happenings it was afflicted with. So to say the set of The Wizard of Oz was cursed is not an entirely false statement, I don't think. But considering there were no supernatural powers involved in the accidents, it's safe to say... One of those types of curses did not affect the set of this classic film.
Yeah, like, it was the director.
It was the director.
So, was The Wizard of Oz toxic? That's another question.
Yes, well, the main
I'm
one.
Going to say yes. That was definitely toxic because the executives behind the film kept demanding the sick and injured actors to return. Like, she was recovering from burns, and they were asking her, when will you get back? They didn't let her leave when she got burnt. So, they still needed to heal. So, from all of that to the director of the film slapping a 16-year-old and encouraging her to take pills to regulate her appetite, which is not necessary
mm-hmm.
if you wanted her to. And
she was
there was no need to even do any of that.
And the set and the filming process of The Wizard of Oz was definitely toxic. And not to mention the paint. That was literally toxic. And the snow with the asbestos. That was actually toxic. Is anyone from The Wizard of Oz still alive? Natasha?
So, the movie was filmed 83 years ago. So, sadly, no one is still alive.
So, we don't get a documentary, unfortunately. So, that was just one movie, one film, that had many, numerous awful things that happened to all of the cast. Literally not, I don't even think, maybe the background, maybe the extras, but I don't think one of the main actors was spared at all. Not even the poor stunt double. So, while these other movies we're going to talk about don't really have that many things bad that happen in them, there are these, like, tragic incidents and serious things that each movie has that kind of, they were brought attention to in the news, and now looking back at them, it's like, oh my god, yes, that did happen. So, let's talk about some other movies. So, the next movie we're going to be talking about is The Twilight Zone. So,
have you ever watched it?
I think I have. Yeah. I'm not sure. It was a horror movie, right? Like a sci-fi horror movie?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I might have watched it when I was younger. Did not like it. It's a horror movie. It was an 80s horror movie, but, so while there were not multiple things that happened, this was definitely far more tragic because this did involve death.
Mm-hmm.
So
the film was a good movie. It had good success, but it was overshadowed by what is considered one of the most tragic on-set accidents in Hollywood history. So actor Vic Morrow, along with two children actors, were killed by the blades of a helicopter that was being used on set.
That is so sad. Mm-hmm. So both child actors were hired illegally, a fact that was factored in heavily during the high-profile legal case that ensued. So the young actors were hired in violation of California law, which means that this law prohibits child actors from working at night or in proximity to explosions. So it just requires the children to be safe, basically, which did not happen because this was an illegal hiring. The incident... Also, the incident resulted in the enforcement of fire safety regulations and requirements in the entertainment industry. So, they did get killed by helicopter blades on the set of this Twilight Zone movie.
That's so sad.
Which is really tragic. I can imagine them filming and just watching that happen on camera, the parents.
Bless
that
him.
That is so sad and unfortunate, and it's crazy how far producers will go to make their movie the way they want it.
Yeah,
they're going to put people at danger. They don't care about
actors.
Kids.
Yeah.
So this movie is an old one. I've personally never watched
one. 1928. Oh my god.
Noah's Ark. I mean, maybe you watched it in like a history class or like the Bible class in like first grade, but... Multiple actors drowned during the filming of Noah's Ark.
So the director was trying to make a movie without special effects because they didn't have it at the time, so he wanted to make it as real as possible. So on the set, while shooting the climatic scene, it was actually flooded with 600,000 U.S. gallons of water, which ended up drowning three background actors and caused serious injury to many others. Those affected included female lead Dolores Costello, who suffered a severe case of pneumonia, and 35 ambulances were called to the scene to attend the wounded.
Oh my god. Oh my god, like, you're extras saying, yes, I'll be in this movie.
I'll be in the background. Just...
No one is going to see your face.
Oh my god.
There's no point to be in this. Maybe you're getting paid, like, a little bit. This is in 1928, remember, so it's,
they definitely weren't getting paid a lot.
They definitely weren't getting paid a lot. It was 1928, and you also are thinking about, there's no
FX. Mm-hmm. There's no, like, cool things to make it look real. They actually wanted it to look real. 600,000 US gallons is
crazy. I don't even know how they did that.
I mean, that's some dedication, and I understand, like, why, because it's 1928 and they want it to look real, but still you're putting people's lives.
These directors just don't care about their actors. It's crazy.
And, like, me personally, before this, I never thought that acting was something that could be so dangerous.
Yeah.
And it's not just dangerous because of the set, it's so dangerous because of the directors and what they put you through. This is to go back to the helicopter one. So, the scene in this movie was supposed to depict a helicopter bombing. When the aircraft caught on fire, however, the pilot was forced to crash land into a river where actors were waiting. The right landing skid crushed 6-year-old Renee Chen to death, and the helicopter blade then sliced through 7-year-old Micah Dinley and 53-year-old actor Vic Morrow, decapitating
them. Oh my god. Oh my god.
That.
No.
Those details just made it
so much worse.
So much worse.
So they weren't even on the plane. I thought, I don't know. They had nothing to do with the helicopter. The helicopter came to them. That's so sad.
He crash-landed into a river.
With people.
With people there. The scene was supposed to depict a helicopter bombing, but... So the aircraft caught on fire, so he was forced to crash. This just seems like the director did not plan this out at all. Mm-hmm. Anyways. To, lighten the mood a little bit, let's talk about a movie we all know and love.
So, the classic holiday film, The Santa Claus, was much darker originally. Initially, Tim Allen's character was apparently supposed to shoot Santa to death. I think that would have gone over really well with the kids. Funny. Don't you think so?
That would have gone over really well with the kids. I mean, I was already upset. I was like, oh my god, he killed Santa.
Imagine him shooting him. Oh my god.
It's still weird to think about, like, that Santa actually died.
I know. It's an interesting
thing. So, yeah, Alan explained to Jimmy Fallon on The Tonight Show, the original Santa Claus is a little darker, written by two comedians, and I actually shot and killed Santa. He fell off the roof because I thought he was a burglar. He gives me the card, the whole movie starts. The kid actually starts, you just killed Santa. And I said he shouldn't have been on the roof when he wasn't invited. That was how it was supposed to go, but luckily the kids did not get traumatized with that version of the movie.
Get shot to death.
So, I think we have enough time for one more movie, and let's make it a new one. I just watched this in the movie theater.
I still haven't watched it. I really want to.
It's really cute. Everyone's saying it's the new, like, best rom-com. I personally don't agree with that, but I think because
it's just a cute film.
It's a cute film. Yeah. I mean, honestly, rom-coms are supposed to just be cute, and they're not supposed to be really deep. And I think this one was, like, filmed so nice. It was so cute. And it was just, honestly, you could argue for it to be, like, one of the best rom-coms, because it was a rom-com, for sure. So, in this, and in this movie, there is supposed to be a scene where there are spiders. And it was supposed to be trained. So they called this spider a trained spider. But in reality, Sydney Sweeney ended up getting bitten by the spider. And if you watch this interview with her, which I did, she was talking about how this spider was on her. And she started screaming, saying that the spider bit her. Glenn Powell, her co-star, just thought she was being a little too dramatic. He was like, hey, is this too dramatic for a rom-com? Like, you might want to tone down the acting a little bit. And then he realized, oh, it actually bit her. So she had to go rush to ER, and yeah. She just said, yeah, let me hold that spider. Oh, let me do that. And there was also another thing in the scene where she is getting lifted up, where her and Glenn Powell are getting lifted up by the helicopter. Originally, they were drowning in the sea before that. Mm-hmm. And they had to be in Australia.
And a local had told them those are the sharkiest waters in all of Australia next to where they were.
Mm-hmm.
And they had these little watches on them that were shark repellers. And they were terrified the whole time because they had no idea if they actually worked. And they were just told, just trust it. And sharks were swimming around them the whole time.
There's no way I would just trust a watch to stop a shark. There's no way.
And it's also crazy because this is a new movie. So even now, thinking about, like, all these things that could possibly happen, mm-hmm. you think maybe it's better now in the right. future. It definitely is better, but there are still things that can go wrong.
Ignore for the better shot, which
right. And I mean, if Sydney Sweeney was like, no, I don't want to do this, of course they're gonna figure something else yeah. out. So I mean, she is like, wow,
I
how,
would never
how
let
would you do
a
that?
Spider get near me.
Never let
never in a
million
years.
Spider near me.
So she's a brave woman.
So terrifying. She's a brave woman. I would have lost it. I would have I mean, she was screaming, but I would have lost it. I would have gone crazy. I would have screamed at everyone and been like, how the hell did you let this happen? You said it was a trained yeah. spider. But she was also a producer in this movie, so
that's cool.
Yeah,
she's pretty cool.
They did actually have to get lifted up by a helicopter and strapped on, and so I feel like even now in the future, after all of these things and people dying, like, it still can happen.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
So isn't that crazy? It's crazy. So I can't believe how immersed actors can get in their roles.
Uh-huh.
Like who knew they risked their lives to get the perfect shot? And who knew directors allowed them to risk their lives to get mm-hmm. the perfect shot? It's wild how a low budget can cause producers to spend less on safety tools. I mean, that's the stuff you should buy no matter the budget. No matter the 100%. Budget, that should be the first thing that you buy.
Especially if there's children involved.
Especially if there's children involved. Like, these movie horror stories were so fascinating and so horrifying to read about. But we can't wait for the next episode where we uncover the truth behind your favorite TV shows. Hopefully. We'll hopefully get to TV shows. If we don't find something more interesting, because, like, you're probably like, TV shows, what even is that? But hopefully we'll get to TV shows next. This was a great episode to film. Always fun talking with Tosh.
Oh, I love you, Sarah.
Love you, Tosh. It was very interesting, and it made me think about filming movies in a whole different way. Mm-hmm. So we'll see you on the next episode, guys. See
Bye.
You soon.
See ya.